Bleacher Report came out with an article yesterday I thought wasn't too bad, ranking some of the young stars across the NBA. However, they're back on their nonsense today as they publish an article essentially doing a 2016 NBA redraft, obviously the year with Fred VanVleet and Pascal Siakam, two of the Raptors All-Stars currently on the roster. And there's some foolish takes that I have to dive into this one. I'll go through the article with you guys just like we did in yesterday's video. Additionally, we got some more Scotty Barnes electrifying footage. We got Delano Banton, a very hot take surrounding him, and a whole bunch more to dive into. So without further ado, let's dive straight into it. Hello everybody, Ben Maldress here, the Raptors Diet, just breaking down the latest Toronto Raptors news. And I'll quickly plug it, definitely hit that subscribe button if you want to keep up to date on all the latest Raptors rumors, reports, or lists. Apparently that's what our channel is turning into, because Bleacher Report, they're back on their nonsense. I said it in the intro, where I broke down how they ranked some of Scotty Barnes amongst his young star peers in the previous video. Had him in the top 10. Cool video, cool article if you want to react to that video and some other Raptors news, but they are back on their nonsense because they did a 2016 redraft, and I think we just got to go through it. Obviously, you saw it in the thumbnail. They put Ben Simmons over Pascal and Fred VanVleet, and they have some other really, really hot takes. So I'll pull up the article here now. I got it here on my phone that we can scroll through, right? They're redrafting the 2016 NBA draft. They don't even put Siakam, the multi-time All-NBA player, the only guy that's made All-NBA team multiple times, right? They don't even have him in the title, so we know this is going to be bad starting off from here. So let's scroll down. The pick's 30. You know, we're not worried about this deep draft. We do have a Toronto Raptor. Look at that picture. Bo Cruz is getting, he's over Korkmaz, right? Juancho Hernangómez, currently a Toronto Raptor, is getting 21. Pick 21 in the redraft. Obviously was 15th in that year's NBA selection, just outside the lottery, but not too much of a dip for Juancho Hernangómez. Hopefully that will increase now with a season with the Toronto Raptors development. But let's move on. Let's move forward. Let's scroll through this. Right, you got Zubac at 15, Caruso at 14. Gary Payton II, a 905 guy there for a while, obviously developing the Raptors system. Just won a championship with the Golden State Warriors. Dorian Finney-Smith, legend for the Mavericks. Buddy Hield there at 11. And Rookie of the Year that year, Malcolm Brogdon at 10. Now, this is where it starts to get a little crazy. This is where it starts to get a little wild. And I guess the next one after it. And we have at 9, Jakob Poeltl. This is where the Toronto Raptors had the actual selection. We ended up drafting Jakob Poeltl in this draft. And looks like the Raptors made a pretty good selection, pretty good decision there. Jakob obviously grew, developed. It's nice Masai Ujiri, you know, always making those solid draft picks. But the better picks we got in this draft are later in the draft. And just one spot above him. Only one spot above Jakob Poeltl is a guy that received an All-NBA Finals MVP vote, an NBA championship ring, averaged close to 20 points, close to 8 assists last season, as one of the best defenders at the point guard position in the league. They have him at 8 in this NBA redraft. Now, I know there's some guys ahead of him that we're going to break down. Clearly, he should be ahead of Poeltl, Brogdon, Buddy Hield, everyone that we passed already in this list. Right, but there's a few players that I think Fred VanVleet's also being slept on, not to mention Pascal Siakam ahead of him. Like, two of those guys are being slept on significantly, right? They they praise Fred VanVleet with some shallow talk. And at 7, we have Domantas Sabonis. Now, Sabonis seems to be a guy that a lot of Raptors fans tend to like. I see him, we had the Lithuanian connection with him and Jonas Valanciunas there for a while. A lot of Raptors fans want us to draft him that year, but Sabonis is he's an all-star caliber guy, right? He's had an up and down career, but am I taking him over a Fred VanVleet? Is he having the impact as, one of the top upper echelon options on that Indiana Pacers team? I don't know. I'd still probably rock out with Fred just because the two-way ability that he provides. Sabonis does put up some solid stats, but if it translates to winning, I'm probably rolling with that guy over Fred. But I'm not going to be out here hating on Sabonis over Fred. I think that's fine for the redraft, but this is pretty egregious. They have Pascal Siakam at 6. Now, at least they put him over Sabonis. At least they had him over Sabonis. Siakam still is a guy you take over Fred VanVleet just to, in a redraft and all that sort of stuff. Even though Fred VanVleet's probably our leader at this point, Siakam's just a more overall talented player. Obviously, he's won an NBA championship, made multiple All-NBA teams, has been an All-Star. He's been the number one option on one of the top playoff teams in the East the past couple seasons. And, number two option on a championship squad. what more can you ask from the guy in his young career? So, you know, Pascal Siakam at 6. Let's look at the players above him. And there he is, folks. The guy that's in the thumbnail. The guy that everyone wanted to see there popping off in the thumbnail. That's right. We got the young socialite. Watch, it's back on the screen. We get to play the electro music. And somehow, after not playing an entire season last year, after not doing anything close to Pascal Siakam in his career compared to stats, right? Defensively, I would say Ben Simmons is an elite defender, but that is literally the only skill. The only skill that I'd give over for him over Siakam. You could argue passing. However, I look at creation and passing all into one. And if you're a guy that, especially come playoff time, isn't looking for his own shot, and this isn't just this most recent season. You look back years prior, and I'm not a Ben Simmons hater. I think he's actually a very good player, right? But his second most skills are supposed to be a creating wing that gets people open. Sure, he creates shots for other people, and I don't want to downplay Ben Simmons' ability to do that, but come playoff time, if you're not a guy that's looking for the shots, scouting reports, see your tendencies and all that sort of stuff, if they're not worried about you scoring at the rim, scoring in the mid-range, scoring at the three-point line, they play those passing lanes and you're just essentially redundant. You're not effective. That's why we saw him during our, series in 2019 we faced against them, during that year that he ended up passing the ball away from Trae Young, other years that they've struggled. He was injured the bubble season, I believe, so you can't really take that away from him, but Ben Simmons is a guy that come playoff time, you just avoid, you know, you play those passing lanes and he's essentially ineffective. That's why Doc Rivers had to throw him in the dunker spot, right? Not handling the basketball, not being that 6'10 point guard that everyone wants to see. No, he was playing the dunker spot, playing essentially what we'd had Bismack Biyombo playing in 2016, right? That was what he was regressed to on the offensive end come playoff time. So you're telling me, I know he made a few all-star teams, I know he's a very promising rookie season, but a guy that hasn't developed, that hasn't really grown, right, and has dealt with a lot of injuries, has spent a lot of time off the court, is higher than a guy that's made two all-NBA teams, won a championship, been an all-star, and puts up better stats, right? Simmons is around the 15 points per game mark. I know he, and Siakam's creating ability, right? In terms of scoring and passing, Siakam was up to 5 assists per game last year, 8 rebounds, 22 points. We're throwing Ben Simmons over this guy. No. This is stupid. This is a stupid take by Bleacher Report. So enough of the Ben Simmons talk. Let's see what other guys they have ahead. DeJounte Murray. Now, you look at DeJounte Murray's stats, you might say, whoa, next prime Russell Westbrook? You know, he almost averaged a triple-double last season. What the heck has DeJounte Murray done in his career? He was a fringe all-star last season on one of the worst teams in the NBA. That's all he has to his name. People were, two seasons ago, people were saying, DeJounte Murray might be kind of a bust, guys. I don't know if he's going to take that step. Now, he's a very good player. He's traded for, 3 first-round picks to the Atlanta Hawks. Maybe he takes a step forward and all that sort of stuff. But he has inflated stats on a weak San Antonio Spurs team last year. Has never had playoff success. Has never been a focal point on any good team whatsoever. And when he was asked to do stuff, he failed miserably in terms of getting wins. Right? And he had some decent players around him. You know, DeMar DeRozan, LaMarcus Aldridge, before he ended up getting, you know, not being healthy and all that sort of stuff. Are we really ranking DeJounte Murray over even a Fred VanVleet at this point in their careers? Are we ranking DeJounte Murray because he gets a few more rebounds? Forget Pascal Siakam. I think all Raptors fans know that's nonsense. Am I putting him over Fred VanVleet because one season he almost averaged a triple-double with inflated stats? That's just foolish. That is utter nonsense. Nonsense. I know he's making memes and making some, making the Instagram Reels game going with roasting people in Pro-Am games. But you know what? Roasting people in Pro-Am doesn't get you ahead of an All-NBA, multi-time All-NBA guy in these redrafts. So enough of that craziness. Oh, we got Basketball Reference somehow coming up here. I'm clicking the wrong links. And Jamal Murray, he was dropping 50 bombs in the playoffs. I think a lot of people have looked away from Jamal Murray just given the fact he's been injured, but I don't want to roast my Canadian guy, but I'm not taking him over Pascal Siakam by any means. I think potential, you might be able to say Fred VanVleet, but I'm not taking him over Pascal Siakam. Let's stay away from that debate. He's going to come back, bounce back with ACL better. And then you have Jaylen Brown here at second, and it's always been a big debate about Pascal Siakam, Jaylen Brown, Brandon Ingram. And that's, spoiler alert, Brandon Ingram's number one on this list. You can debate those three guys just given how they performed in the previous week of action, the previous playoffs and all that sort of stuff. But if you look at the entire, some moments it looks horrible. If you have Jaylen Brown over Pascal Siakam, You know, a couple years ago, especially following the bubble, it looked bad if you had Pascal Siakam over Jaylen Brown. Fair enough. However you want to look at the times of their career and all that sort of stuff. But if you look over all three of these guys' career in aggregate, completely the entire sort of situation that they've had, Pascal Siakam has had the best career so far. Now, Jaylen Brown's a bit younger, Ingram's a bit younger, so maybe you can say all the longevity and all that sort of stuff. But you know, if we're doing redrafts, if we're looking at the impact that they've had, Siakam has had the highest of highs compared to these three guys, right? He's won a championship. He's put up the better stats. Neither of these two players, or Ingram, I believe, has made one All-NBA team. Siakam's made two All-NBA teams. He's won a champ. I keep repeating it. And you look at the scoring stats, right? Siakam this season, I think, averaged pretty well the same amount of points as Brandon Ingram, averaged more rebounds, relatively the same amount of assists on a better squad, plays better defense than Ingram. I'm taking Siakam over Brandon Ingram every day of the week. That's just my take. Some people go back and forth on that. Jaylen Brown is the tougher one because I do like Jaylen Brown's aggressiveness on defense, but his hand, I know Siakam's handle is not that tight, but you know, it's not as tight as Pascal Siakam's, especially following this year, right? Jaylen Brown is an incrementally better three-point shooter this previous season, averaged a couple more points, but Siakam, 22 points, coming off a shoulder surgery too, improved a bunch over the course of last year's regular season. You know, 8 rebounds, 5 assists to Jaylen Brown's lack of sort of creation in terms of facilitating. I'm rocking out with Pascal Siakam on this list as well. So, you know, I just think they're out here trolling, getting Raptors fans to react. I'm 11 minutes into this video. I didn't mean to go that long, but it's some foolishness. It's some foolishness on that front. But let's take break down the second topic. Let's get to some positive stuff. And Scottie Barnes is out here. He dropped a YouTube video. Definitely check it out. He's apparently starting a vlog series, which I'm going to be definitely watching and keeping an eye on. His first one was well edited, well produced. And obviously, Scottie Barnes is a very charismatic guy. But Dewing is also charismatic. Got some rhythm, got some stuff on the court. It's on the court. I butchered that line. But man, the highlight films coming from Scottie Barnes have been electrifying this offseason, and they keep getting better and better as they keep coming out. So I'm just going to throw it on the screen, give my reaction to them, because look at those handles. Kelly Olynyk trying to stay in front of Scottie Barnes. Get out of here. That's bully. You're a 7-foot center. You're just going to get worked by Scottie. Obviously, Precious Achiuwa is more fleet of foot. He's hitting step-back threes in his face. In his face! Right, you want the set threes? He can catch off the dribble. You know, no hesitation, letting it fly. Look at that. Look at that quick release for Scottie Barnes on that front. You know, celebrating, walking back the court, right? Precious Achiuwa, you know, is that Chris Boucher under there getting some good stops? You know, doesn't matter. Scottie Barnes is out there from behind, swatting those shots over one of the Raptors' best finishers at this point. You know, working down low, doing 360 layups over Precious Achiuwa, hitting those quick threes, and, you know, and he's skipping back the court. There's so much footage. Look, off the dribble, Precious Achiuwa in his face, and Scottie Barnes is banging them down, and the one thing I just want to say, because I know some people have been saying, oh, Ben, why are you reacting to Pro-Am footage? It's nothing. It's whatever. But I'm just looking at the fluidity of the jump shot, the confidence he has in just pulling up in people's faces. And Precious Achiuwa is one of the Raptors' best defenders, and he's still stroking it right in his eyes with no space. No hesitation either. Just letting it fly. That is extremely encouraging for the Raptors going into next season. If Scottie Barnes is trigger happy and he's able to just let, you know, force defenders to be uptight on him, to be, you know, in his breathing area. So if he wants to shoot, right, he can create that space and let fly. Or, you know, if the defender's too close to you, he'll be able to use his size, use his quick handles, use his quick first step, and get to the rim even more efficiently. We're looking at this could be an all-star season for Scottie Barnes. I don't think that I might have to make that prediction. Obviously, I'll save my predictions for this year's season closer to the regular season year, but Scottie Barnes could be an all-star, man, the way we're looking at him play. So that's some huge, huge stuff for Scottie right there. Next thing we're talking about is a scorching hot Delano Banton take. Now, this is something that Marcel, our guy Marcel on Courtside Digest, obviously you guys all know Marcel Martin in the live stream chats and stuff. He's been on this take for a while, but Delano Banton, this is from G League TV. I looked them up. I don't know if they're actually affiliated with the G League, but this pick has just been going around everywhere saying that Delano Banton is Ben Simmons with a jump shot. This is something Marcel said like last season, but you know, I've been high on Delano Banton. I've been extremely high in his potential development, what impact he can have on this team if he's actually given a shot, you know, in the next couple seasons. Definitely lots of room for growth. But as much as I bagged on the young socialite earlier in this video, he still, his body control and his ability to pass, right? Come playoff time, if you can't shoot, if you can't score, it's an issue, right? You're not going to be able to create that much. But Ben Simmons has a really strong feel for the game and does have a gravity just in terms of his potential ability to finish at the rim, especially during the regular season. So Delano Banton definitely needs to get a little bit more coordinated, needs to get the handle a little bit tighter before I'm calling him Ben Simmons. Get stronger as well, just physically as well as on defense for me to be calling him Ben Simmons. And they're saying Ben Simmons with a jump shot. That's what this this picture is saying. Are we 100% sure Delano has that jump shot just yet? Are we 100% sure? I'm hoping it comes. Right, Delano is a guy that I'm very high on, but he does need that jumper to come back a little bit smoother this season before I'm making those comparisons, because Ben Simmons with the jump shot is a top five NBA player probably. So that's a take there. And like a aggressive mentality. Mentality is a huge thing that gets overlooked across NBA or just basketball players in general. But the final thing we're discussing is Malachi Flynn catching ankles. Now, I just gave a bunch of praise to our guy Scotty Barnes, right? I gave some love to Scotty Barnes, his offense ability, shooting threes, knocking down shots. The last bunch of videos have been me just hyping up Scotty Barnes. Let's be real. That's what I'm seeing these highlight films, and I'm just gassing up our guys because they look legitimately good. They look like they've taken next step leaps in these offseason footage. But, you know, he also locked down James Harden, but maybe we can see a guy that's better than James Harden go up against Scottie Barnes, and that's Malachi Flynn, because he's crossing up Scottie. I kind of cropped this video a little bit, unfortunately. Let's replay that, but Scottie Barnes is guarding there, making that quick move. It's not that tight of a move, but definitely a little shiftiness using that chest to direct Scottie. Scottie Barnes is jumping, and then Malachi Flynn putting that work in with the ankles, catching Scottie Barnes' ankles a little bit, but just wanted to show some Flynn love and not be too much of a Scottie Barnes homer, even though I know that's what I am. Folks, you guys are the best for making it so far. Check out the Instagram, the TikTok, the Twitter, all that cool stuff. As said at the beginning, if you haven't subscribed to the channel, want to keep up to date on all the latest Raptors news, definitely hit that sub button. Anyways, you guys are the best. I'm signing out. Cheers.